everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And this is a special podcast-only edition of the summation of the movie year for 2017. Eric Childress and Colin Suter join me every Monday morning, and they are live in studio. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
All right, time to whip through our worst lists. So we got 15. I got 15, so I'll start at number 15 and go up to the worst, and we'll just I'll throw the titles out, and you guys can react however. All right, number 15, Chips. Number 14, Life. Number 13, The Bye-Bye Man. Number 12, Rings. Number 11, Resident Evil, The Final Chapter. Number 10, Snatched. Number 9, Valerian and the City of the Thousand Planets. Number 8, The House. Good Lord, was that bad, Eric.
Wasn't it?
Oh, my God. 7, Going in Style. 6, Underworld, Blood Wars. 5, Bright. 4, The Snowman. 3, Baywatch. 2, Free Fire. 1, worst movie of the year, The Book of Henry.
Oh.
All right.
I saw 4 of those movies. seriously, I was counting. I'm like, all right. Number 15, Woodshock. Number 14, Despicable Me 3. Number 13, Pirates of the Caribbean 5. Number 12, Girls Trip. Number 11, Monster Trucks. Number 10, Wish Upon. Number 9, Rings. Number 8, Everything Everything. Number 7, The Space Between Us. Number 6, 50 Shades Darker. Number 5, Friend Request. Number 4, Transformers The Last Night. Number 3, The Emoji Movie. Number 2, Boo to a Madea Halloween. And number 1, The Book of Henry.
Awful. Yes. All right, Eric.
For the record, 16 was The House. But number 15, The Mummy. 14, excuse me, American Assassin. 13, Rough Night. 12, Table 19. 11, Girls Trip. 10, Chips. 9, Fist Fight. 8, Baywatch. 7, Wish Upon. 6, Jigsaw. 5, 50 Shades Darker. 4, The Space Between Us. 3, Flatliners. 2, Rings. And 1, I'm very sorry, The Assignment.
Oh, man. Well, there it is. Those are our lists, the special subcategories. Okay, best or funniest sight gags, I say, or funniest gags, I say anything involving Sean and I, Tanya. Anything involving him.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
Anything involving the cat in the Lego Ninjago movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah. Yeah. All right, Eric?
I went with more lines than gags.
Oh, yeah.
So I messed this up. But the 9/11 line from The Big Sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like, there goes your Buick from Lucky.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be me at 90.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch Price is Right. There goes your Buick.
Best line of dialogue or favorite lines of dialogue or exchange. Now, I could have put anything from Three Billboards here, but I chose what you just said. The Big Sick. We lost 19 of our best guys. It's my favorite line.
Yes.
It's my favorite line of any line in mm-hmm. in the year. So.
Yeah, for me, the final line in Get Out. I don't know if it's the final line, but you know what line I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And the violence begets violence discussion in Three Billboards.
Okay.
Probably, yeah.
All right.
My favorite was, we're going to win this war, not by fighting what we hate, but saving what we love, mm. from The Last Jedi.
All right. Best action scene, the foot car chase to Hocus Pocus by Focus from Baby Driver. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I put the opening scene in Baby Driver.
Yeah.
I put the compound escape from Logan.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's great, yeah. Best movie that didn't deserve to bomb, It Comes at Night.
Blade Runner 2049.
T2 Trainspotting.
Oh, yeah. Mm. God, yeah, good choice. Best ensemble, I said The Post.
Three Billboards.
All right.
I said both of those.
Okay. Best brainless movie, I said Kong Skull Island.
It's like Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I put John Wick Chapter 2 and The Belko Experiment.
Okay. Worst smart film, I wrote The Snowman.
really? That's supposed to be smart?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Woodshock.
The Dinner.
Okay. Mm. Movies that made me the hungriest. Phantom Thread.
The Founder.
Call Me by Your Name.
Okay.
For the peach.
Right, I understand. Well, you know, seriously, the I wanted asparagus so bad when I was watching a Phantom Thread, not to mention a mushroom omelet.
Yeah.
Biggest surprise, Wonder.
Logan.
Stronger.
Biggest disappointment, The Foreigner.
Downsizing.
See, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Best biopic or true story film, I chose I, Tanya.
Dunkirk or Stronger.
I put Dunkirk.
Wait a minute. I didn't put anything down for this one. worst biopic or true story film. You guys go.
Gold.
Okay.
All Eyes on Me.
Okay. Gold would be probably my choice then.
Yeah.
Most romantic scene, the bathroom flooding in The Shape of Water.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one. I had a hard time trying to think of one, so I just put Kumail waiting outside his apartment late at night for Zoe Kazan to finish in The Big Sick.
Hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I don't want to ruin the moment, but there's a moment where Daniel Day-Lewis says, "Kiss me,"
yeah,
in Phantom Thread, that I think is incredibly romantic.
I agree. I mean, I think that's the most romantic movie of the year. Quite frankly. Let's see, the sexiest shot or moment. I think the whole first time he fits her for a dress in Phantom Thread is just really, really cool and very sexy.
That's a good one. This is another tough category. I kind of just put the billboards in Blade Runner as sort of a placeholder. I couldn't really think of anything else.
I ended up with the threesome scene in Blade Runner.
Yes. Okay. Best score, Johnny Greenwood, Phantom Thread.
Phantom Thread.
Dunkirk.
Okay. Best use of music, all of Baby Driver.
Yep, Baby Driver.
And
yep.
Also also Popcorn in The Snowman.
Of course.
By Hot Butter.
Twice.
Yeah. Okay. Best CGI creature or creation. I don't care. Porgs.
I said Bad Ape, War for the Planet of the Apes.
I said any ape for War of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. Favorite tearjerker moment, the Our Town performance in Wonder.
Mm. The final scene in the Florida Project.
Okay.
The lake scene in Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Best actor,
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Harry Dean Stanton.
Best actress, Frances McDormand.
Frances
McDormand.
Best supporting actress, Sam Rockwell.
Willem
Dafoe, Florida Project.
Best supporting actress, Laurie Metcalf.
Laurie Metcalf.
I put Holly Hunter and Tatyana Maslany.
Okay. Worst actor, Val Kilmer in The Snowman.
Jamie Dornan, 50 Shades Darker.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Okja.
Worst actress, Naomi Watts, The Book of Henry.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, Naomi Watts, Book of Henry. No, she deserves it.
Okay. Hannah Emily Anderson from Jigsaw.
Nice choice,
thank
man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Best monologue, The Crips, The Bloods, and The Priests from Three Billboards.
Oh, yeah. David Lynch, Lucky.
I put Michael Stuhlbarg in Call Me By Your Name and the Tom Skerritt monologue in Lucky.
Yeah. Boy, that Michael Stuhlbarg, that monologue is amazing.
Yeah.
God. I just love that the priest monologue.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Get out of my kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Most nail-biting moment, I put all of Mother.
The pilot trapped in the cockpit in Dunkirk.
Good stuff.
Climax of It Comes at Night.
Best ending or final moment? Colossal.
Lucky.
Yeah, I should put it Colossal, but I put The Last Jedi and The Post. The ending of The Post.
The ending of The Post is great.
Fantastic.
Absolutely great. Okay, and then best retro film-going experience, Close Encounters of the Third Kind and Suspiria. Mm. So two movies from 40 years ago.
Yeah. seeing Sleeping Beauty at the 70mm Festival was outstanding.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's see. I put seeing Close Encounters for the first time on a big screen and Sleeping Beauty in 70mm.
Wow.
Music box.
Okay. All right. And then we have new, right? The Better Fate Award movies that deserved better.
We did this last year.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
New category.
Better Fate Award. And also the other one is the Calm Down Critics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we picked three each, right?
No, I only picked one for Calm Down.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you only picked one?
Yeah, but three for better, the Fetter Fate. Or
oh, okay. So yeah. I for Calm Down, I picked three, but I'll just go with the first one that I think should be in there, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, it should be explained. This is this award goes to the most overrated 90% plus ranking on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, 90% plus.
And I, sorry, Eric, the Lego Batman movie.
Okay.
Wow. That was over 90%?
Yeah, it's on your list. Yeah.
I guess. Okay. Yeah. I also put Wonder Woman.
Okay. The three movies that deserved a better fate, movies that they didn't even make $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here are the three that I chose. I chose Lucky. I chose Last Flag Flying and Raw.
Was Lucky on the list?
Mm-hmm.
It was? Okay. My eyes glossed over. I would put Lucky noticed it. I put Brigsby Bear, The Girl with All the Gifts, and The Work, the documentary I mentioned earlier.
All right.
I put Lucky, Last Flag Flying, and Brigsby Bear.
Wow. All right. I picked Raw because I'm weird. All right. Well, so that's it. And it was a good
There was one more.
Oh, there is?
Looking forward to the most in 2018.
Oh, boy. I didn't even. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. Alfonso Cuarón's Roma, because it looks like he's going back to the Y Tu Mama Tambien thing.
Okay.
Which he deserves to after Gravity. Another Fantastic Beasts movie and Incredibles 2.
Okay.
I put the Avengers Infinity War, Mission Impossible 6, Ready Player One, and The Predator, which Shane Black is doing.
Right. I'm Shane curious. Black and Keegan-Michael Key is in it.
And Jacob Tremblay.
Right. All right. I didn't put anything, but I'm looking forward to a lot. So, all right. Well, that was fun, you guys. And this is available on the podcast. And once again, we had a fun year. And I will talk to you guys on the next Monday that we review new movies.
Sounds good.
Thanks for coming down.
All right.
All right. There you go. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.